Has it been a week? I believe it has been a week. Well, this is the seventh show, so it has been a full week. I can now say I think it bears repeating because I've said it before, but this is the most podcasting I think I've ever done. I was supposed to get up and exercise this morning, and I was looking forward to it because Sense 8 is starting to ramp up, but I couldn't do it because we had a guest over and yesterday for dinner. I went on ahead and lost that evening because it's you want to make time for friends. As I said in yesterday's show, you want to make time for friends. You want to stay connected to people. So I did that, and then I got up early and polished up the third installment of the show on the beta for the Destiny 2 beta for Happy Hour from the Tower, and just posted it. And now I'm hopping over here to Dog Days of Podcasting. Oh, and I've got a co-host. Are you going to come up here? There you go. Hey Benedict. That's the tinier cat. He's a good cat. He's a good cat. We almost gave up on him. I should rephrase that. I almost gave up on him. Benedict was a rescue, and he was a rescue that I did not expect to get. That's a story for another time. But it was Benedict and his sister Beatrice, and both of them, I've had since they were kittens, and I don't know what happened, but they suddenly went feral. It was like I went away for a week. I didn't even leave the area. I was no longer in the office like all day. I was teaching a class, and the classes were during the day, obviously, and they lasted for a full week. And by the end of the week, something had switched to them, and both Benedict and Beatrice went feral. They weren't associating; they were hiding. It was rough. And Beatrice was just coming out of her shell, and then sadly a heart murmur became worse, and she died rather suddenly. And then there was Benedict, and the problem with Benedict was that he was peeing everywhere, and I was running out of options. I didn't know what to do. Nothing. I mean, nothing worked. Nothing worked. And then we set him up a safe space here in the office, and this was the Hail Mary. If this didn't work, I just said at that point, I'm tired of cleaning up after him. It's just, you know, you come downstairs and it reeks of cat pee, and we actually had to rip up the carpet to take away places where he was marking territory and peeing, and it was really frustrating. But we had one last ditch effort. And if you're wondering, where are we going with this, D, and what does this have to do with writing? I'm getting there. I got 10 minutes. I can go wherever the hell I want. But Benedict's story actually is kind of a metaphor to writing. And no, it's not peeing on everything. I promise you that. We gave him a safe space in the office, and we actually kept him in the office for the longest time. And you know, he had his food bowl, and he had a litter box in here. And suddenly, he stopped hiding. He was actually watching us podcast. If we're throwing a social event at the house, he hides. But if the social event winds up in the studio and we're all recording, he will not only get up and get into the cat tree here, he will also fall asleep. Just like, I can see everybody, it's okay. And then he started exploring the house. He's still a jumpy cat, But like right now, he's just rubbing up against me and like no, pay attention to me. And he's also become my gamer cat. If I'm playing Destiny or BioShock or anything, even with all the noise of a first person shooter, he will curl up next to me and just hang with me and purr. And how Benedict relates to writing is that you cannot give up, because you're going to miss out on special moments. I never thought I'd have a gamer cat, but I do. And there was a lot of moments that I've had with Benedict that make me go, I almost missed this. Because I just didn't feel like I was fighting a losing battle. Because you're going to feel that. You're going to feel that as a writer. You're going to feel that some, doesn't matter how successful you are, you're going to have moments where you feel like it's a losing battle. And what you have to do in those moments is just dig deep. And I, if Pip is listening to this, she's probably rolling her eyes and shaking her head, because we've had this conversation many times, and not involving her, more about me. And they always end with the same thing. Pip just says, "Well, are you giving up?" And I said, "Well, I can't do that. I can't. If I give up, then what have I accomplished? What was the point? You know, so the lesson I take every day when I have my now podcasting cat and gamer cat and my desk, he's very possessive of the desk now. He doesn't like it when Sebastian is in here, because this is his space. But I would have missed out on all this if I'd just given up on Benedict. And as many times as I wanted to just say, we're just going to take him to the pound or we're going to take him to the animal shelter, I didn't want to give up on him. I never did. And it's the same thing with my writing. I have had, and I still struggle with, as you've heard in this podcast, just being able to sit down and write. And the challenge of podcast, you know, then why am I doing the dog days of podcasting? Well, that's the thing. I'm doing it in the morning. That's the only time I do it, is in the morning. And all the other things in life, it does sometimes make it very difficult for you to sit down and do this. You've heard Indiana Jim talk about it too, but the one thing that you can't do is just give up. I mean, if you do, if you say I'm done, then walk away. Walk away from it. It's your call in the end, and no one is going to fault you if you make that call. It's a hard call to make. And you're going to find, if you do walk away from it, you're going to miss it. I had to make a tough call when it came to my acting and my writing. I couldn't serve both masters and have a full-time job. So I walked away from the acting, and I still get my fix. You know, I still get my fix in podcasting and things like that. But I have to admit, lately, I've been missing it. I've been missing it really hard, to a point of where I now have an idea for a one-man show. And I really want to do this. And I even wrote the title up on the whiteboard. And after I'm done with some other projects, I may turn to it. I've given myself until the time when the subject matter of the one act play, the one man show, passed away. I have about 10 years, and if I can write this one man show in 10 years and produce it, then yeah, I will have accomplished something. But I've been missing acting hard. And if you walk away from writing, if you walk away from any artistic pursuit, you're going to miss it. I mean, look at Carrie Seidman. Carrie Seidman was doing cosplay, and she walked away from it for a while. You know, she became a mom, and she was, you know, kind of slow in her role. And then she suddenly realized, you know what? I think I missed this. And she got back to it. And I'm sorry, but Carrie Seidman's Squirrel Girl is absolutely untouchable. Even Riddle's messy wardrobe gives Carrie Seidman's Squirrel Girl a moment's pause, because that's a good solid Squirrel Girl. You don't want to give up. That should be the nuclear option. That should always be the nuclear option. But if you walk away from writing, you know, no harm, no foul, but you're going to miss it. So just stay the course. Stay the course. When the story's ready, it'll happen. And you just gotta believe in the story that you want to tell, and believe in the storyteller. That's a big help too. So welcome to the Dog Days of Podcasting.